Here's our bloke, Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. G'day, mate. How are you? Wait a minute or so. Well, there you are. Got you now. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You're putting me under great pressure every week when you say nobody stumped me yet. I'm sweating like Matthew Nix, wondering when the next win's going to come.
Oh, has anybody ever stumped you?
Oh, I think we've had a couple over the years.
Yeah, of course we have. Really?
Not that I'll ever remember them or acknowledge them, but that's fine. I'm sure I've had a couple.
Yeah, right. Okay, this is from Roy. Sent us an email last week. Good on you, Roy, for being so patient. Richard, I bought a Google Chromecast and only have a phone. It doesn't work to my TV. Do I have to buy a Wi-Fi modem for the house?
Yes, you do, Roy.
Oh, simple as that.
You know, Google Chromecast works under Wi-Fi as well, so it talks from your phone to the TV. You plug this thing into an HDMI port,
And
what happens is that what you've got on your phone is then duplicated up on your TV. It works so well. You can put Netflix up on the TV. You can watch the football. If you've got KO on there, you can watch that on the TV as well. So, and for the price of them, I think I've been around about $50, $60. It's a great investment.
Right on. From, let's see, Christie's Beach. Chris has given you a call. Yeah, g'day, Chris. Your question for Richard is?
Yeah, hey, Bilko. Hey, Richard. Hey, mate, VPN.
Yes.
What do you recommend?
So people want to go on to VPNs. Are you going on there because you think it's going to protect you more?
Yeah, correct.
No, it probably doesn't. So a VPN is about connecting that. If you still go to the wrong website, if you still open an email that's infected, it's not going to really protect you at all. The VPN is about other outside people not seeing what you're doing. So if you still go to the wrong website, you're still going to be infected. The only time I ever use a VPN is if, let's say, you know, the times when we used to be in the airport and you might want to hook up to Wi-Fi in the airport, you'd use a VPN then to make sure that nobody could see what you're doing. But most people just use data on there as well. If you want to watch Netflix in the United States, that's when you'd use a VPN. NordVPN is probably, I'd recommend them. But watch the NordVPN, N-O-R-D, but pay great attention to what they charge you as well, because sometimes the VPN charges can be astronomical when you add them up over the year.
Okay, fantastic. Now, also, just quickly, I remember years ago when I'd send an email, and if I sent it to the wrong email address, I'd get it bounced back to me, and that just doesn't seem to happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. It might sound funny, but no. Internet service providers are probably a bit more concerned now about getting you an internet connection. So if you send it to the wrong address, they kind of go, well, that's his fault. It's not coming back.
Okay. Not a problem. Thanks, Richard. Right. Thanks, Bill Gates.
Another problem solved. Let's go down to Cheltenham this day. And Bob's got a question for Richard. Hello, Bob.
G'day, guys. Richard, I had a home invasion yesterday, and the perp didn't realise I was home. It really shook me up. I've had on my to-do list CCTV cameras. That's now been upgraded to immediate.
Yep.
I'm looking to see, is there anything that you recommend in the home domestic CCTV market for security?
Yeah, do you want to look at it on your phone?
I don't know enough. Technology leaves me behind a bit, mate. So what do you recommend? I could use it on my phone, you know, it'd be good. I've got spare monitors. I don't know which way to go. I'm guided by yourself.
All right.
And what you, but I need to not have this happen again.
Exactly right. And the first thing I'd say is you just need to take a breath for a couple of days, because it is a big shock when this sort of thing happens.
We had it about 40 years ago when my wife came back after leaving the property, forgot something, did a U-turn, come back, and the bloke was in the property, hiding behind the door, and we had our 9-month-old son in the seat, so she just sort of just rushed in and picked up what she wanted. At the same time, you know, the bloke's inside, he's kicked the window in, and I thought, geez, we're lucky. I was lucky yesterday because at my age now, I'm 75 in December, you know, I've really got to look at, okay, as much as you'd like to take him on and give him a bit of a hiding, you know, realistically, at my age, I'm the one that's going to get the hiding, I think. But I need interior, exterior, and I'm really hanging on you, what you recommend.
I'd get you to go into, and I want you to call me out. We're going to put you back to Josh and me. He's going to give you my phone number. We'll have a longer discussion. But I want you to go into your nearest Harvey Norman store, because all the ones that they've got in there, I highly recommend. So they've got several brands in there, but I need to just probably talk to you about what you want to do with the footage afterwards. So, you know, whether it gets put up to the cloud, how your internet connection is at home as well. So, you know, whether you want them to operate on battery or that. Harvey Norman will steer in the right direction. The Arlo cameras are very good as well. But there is all sorts of things. If you've got them outside, is it going to show in the light? You know, if they walk down the side and it's dark, you're not going to see anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to set. There's all sorts of different things where if they walk down the side, is it better to have lights all start to come on down the side as well and film them at the same time? So there's a lot of things to discuss and talk about this. So, you know, we'll put you back to Josh. He'll give you my number and we'll have a discussion off air about it and budget as well.
Right,
mate. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bob. Josh will get the details from you, Bianca, in a moment or so. It's 2:15. This is from Robin. Thank you in advance, Richard. Love your segment on 5AA of an afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon with the old bloke. Oh, thanks very much, Bianca. Richard, can you please advise if I have to upgrade from Win 7 to Win 10 on the computer? I only use the laptop about 4 months for each year. I'm away a lot. I look it up for emails, not work-related, and a half an hour of internet each day. My question is, from Robin, is my computer worth upgrading? And if so, to a Win 10, how much would it cost?
You can do an in-place upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and Microsoft still don't charge you for it.
Oh, really?
Which is great, because they want everybody on Windows 10, Philco, because it's more secure. So, yep, you might only use the laptop for, let's say, a couple of hours a week, but it's important for you to keep it up to date. I just left somebody in who works for in a corporate sense, and their laptop that they take into work was hopelessly out of date. So, you know, you've got to keep these things up to date, because keeping it up to date is your first line of defence against any of the nasties that are out there on the internet.
All righty. Okay. All right. Bianca, let's go to Chris at West Lakes, who's got a question for Richard, naturally enough. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Richard. Richard, I've got a question. Ever since I installed Windows 10, Windows 7 used to do it on my laptop and on my PC, the internet keeps dropping out, and it looks like the world, like a little soccer ball thing comes up on the thing, and I have to turn the thing off. I put on this, go into administrator, and I went on YouTube, and there was a command you put in there to reset the IP and all that, and it doesn't always work. But then if I turn the thing off, and after about half an hour, turn it back on, it reconnects with the internet. Now, I can have the internet on, walk away from the computer for an hour or so, come back, and I see the soccer ball there. So what could be causing that? And not just on my PC, it happens on my laptop as well. I've tried changing the cables, and it still doesn't.
Who's your provider?
Primus.
You've probably got a dud router.
Okay.
Ring them up. Tell them to run some diagnostics on it. Tell them it drops out 3 to 4 times a day, and they should send you out another router.
Oh, that'll be...
Yeah, it is. The thing is that also, there's another, you know, you got the outs going into my TV for the internet. That doesn't seem to drop out. It's only the PC ones that are doing it.
But you probably don't know that it probably has dropped out.
Okay, good point, Richard. All right. Thanks, and go to power, Richard.
Oh, get out well of here. I'm going to cut you both off. Bianca at Nailsworth, you'll be the next person to have a chat with Richard. It's 17 and a half, nearly 18 minutes past two now.
Excuse me, you're Adam, right?
Yeah, I'm Adam.
The Adam who bought his hearing aid to Specsavers?
Yeah, that Adam.
The Adam who got quoted almost twice the price elsewhere, then got top-of-the-range hearing aids at Specsavers?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hey, everyone, it's Adam.
Get your hearing aids at Specsavers and you'll never hear the end of it. We've got everyday low prices with no hidden fees. Sounds good? To book your free 15-minute hearing check or find a store near you, visit specsavers.com.au/hearing.
If making your home reno awesome wasn't incentive enough, here's some great reasons to choose Beaumont Tiles. Being 100% Aussie-owned and operated, you're buying Aussie. Now in their 60th year, Beaumont Tiles are here to help you. So much so, Beaumont's will also give you 30% off Australia's biggest range of Aussie-made tiles. Look up tile.com.au. With stores open and safe to visit, there's just so many great reasons to choose Beaumont's.
It's 19 past two. Jane and Susanna are in the Interactive Lounge from Toop and Toop. So anything at all to do with real estate, perhaps the renting of a property, the buying of a property, the selling of a property, anything at all to do, even property management information, you want expert advice, it is readily available right now. Done confidentially, they won't hound you to death and follow it up. They'll simply give you the expert advice that you're after. So don't miss it. The opportunity is there for the next 10 minutes or so, up until 2:30 in the Interactive Lounge. Susanna Toop and Jane Looker on 8366-0826. That's 8366-0826. And the ladies, Jane and Susanna, are there for the next 10 minutes. I'm until about 2:30.
Comfort is more than a word. It's kind of hard to explain. But if comfort was something you could wrap around you, something you could sink into, it would be Mini Jumbuck. Mini Jumbuck are Australia's favourite wool bedding products, made right here in South Australia from the finest Australian wool. Handcrafted quilts, mattress toppers, pillows and more. So if you're looking for comfort, visit Mini Jumbuck in McLaren Vale, Narra Court or online. Mini Jumbuck, Australian made, Australian owned.
At Apia, we're all about possibilities. And while not everything is possible at the moment, you can double up and save with Apia's comprehensive insurance. Simply buy new eligible home and car insurance together before July 10 and save 20% off the second policy. Our dedicated specialists are ready to help. Call 13 50 50 or visit apia.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Apia is an authorised representative of AAI Limited, the product issuer. Before buying this insurance, read the PDS and consider whether it's right for you. Contact us for a copy.
At IGA, you'll find low prices every day on the things you need, like Hutton's Shortcut Bacon, 1 kilogram, $12 each. Low prices every day at IGA. Participating stores only. See website for details.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Caravan Repairs. Easy insurance repairs, fast. This is Tony Pilkington.
Yeah, and this is Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. You got a question about technology, and there's always questions. Sometimes you're really struggling for the answers. Bianca in a moment or so. Bianca, before that, Pilko, could you ask Richard, please, how safe Telstra and phone-free Wi-Fi are when using an Android phone? And that's from Peter. Richard?
Oh, fine. Not a problem at all.
Not a problem? Simple as that. All righty. Okay. That's easily done. At Nailsworth, Bianca, thank you for patiently waiting on the phone. Your question for Richard is?
Three questions, actually. VPN. Is it possible to install one on an Alcatel phone?
It is, but again, why do you need it?
Because at the moment I'm operating Windows XP with a lot of JPEGs on it.
Yep.
And I can't update to my choice of updated.
Yeah, you can't update it to the latest operating system.
No, I don't. I want to get a Toshiba or an Apple. Computer.
Right. The VPN is still going to do nothing for the Windows XP machine.
No. I want to put it on my phone.
You want to add? Yeah, but why do you need? You don't need one on your phone.
For very important Gmails.
I just missed that.
Next question. Yeah, I don't need it on my phone.
No, you don't.
Okay. Next question. question. I've got a PDF Gmail that I'd like to look at on the phone. They've asked me to download
a PDF reader?
Google.
Yes. And this is on the Alcatel phone, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and that's running, it might be running an old, how old is the phone? Don't make any comments, Philco now said that.
Probably
2 years old. 2 years old, that's fine. So if you go to the Google Play Store, you should be able to download a PDF reader.
Yes, I looked at the Play Store. There's about 15 different ones to download. Which is the best one?
Probably the one from Adobe.
Adobe.
Okay. Yes.
I've got a
movie
suit on my Windows XP, and
that's a lot. Yeah, you've got to get off Windows XP.
Oh, that's off limits to everyone except me.
As long as it doesn't go on the internet.
It won't.
All right,
Bianca, good luck with all of that. G'day, Richard. This morning, whilst on my iPhone on Safari, Googling for a plumber, I had a pop-up say that you've been hacked, and you've got 2 minutes and 39 seconds to erase the hacker. I immediately turned my phone off. Have I been hacked? And is there a check to find out if I've been hacked? That's from Gary.
Yeah, no, you'd be as safe as houses. All I need you to do, Gary, is go into the settings on Safari and clear your cache and browsing history. And it's all in the settings part. So if you open the settings on the iPhone, go down to Safari. And what that does, Pilker, that clears away all the things that you're browsing at, including that false pop-up. He's just gone to a web page which has got, it doesn't mean he's hacked at all, but that web page has got some code on it to try and pretend that he's hacked.
Oh, right, okay. But frightens hell out of you. You think, look, 2 minutes and 39 seconds if I don't do something about it. Scum them. Yeah, Scotty at Carolta Park with a question for Richard. G'day, Scott.
Yeah, how you going?
We're both well, thank you.
That's good. Me as well.
All right, okay. Yeah. No, sounds like a bloody doctor's appointment. Yeah, righto.
hope not.
Come on, what's your question?
Yeah, I hope I've got an easy one for him. Yeah, I just bought a new phone, right? And JB, I won't say name, the store threw in a Norton package.
He loves Nortons. Go on.
It said to activate it, they give you a separate docket with all the code and that on there.
Yes.
And to activate it, they want your bank details for the next year prescription.
That's exactly right.
Oh, no.
So it says that you can cancel it, so when this one runs out, the other one can start. Is that correct or not?
They want you to keep that up to date. So even though they've given you a year, They're gonna try and keep that going on there. So you know what people do is when they sign up for things like this, go to your bank or your credit union and get like a prepaid card, and then I sign up with that. So that put $50 on it. When it runs out, it runs out.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah, that solves that problem for you, Scotty. Righto, let's go to McGill, and Di's got a question for Richard. Hello, Di.
Hello, Pilco. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Di.
My question is, I've got a 10-year-old grandson, and we want to get him onto a laptop, something like that. He has aspirations of, sort of doing his own website or even, creating gaming. What do we look for? What do we look for to get him that is good?
How old is he?
He's 10.
For a 10-year-old, I wouldn't spend any more than probably $600-$700. See how he goes.
Oh, jeez, yes. Good, you must
love
it. Is
there anything in particular we saw? I'm not asking you to name names, a brand.
No. Hewlett-Packard would probably be my number one choice.
Really?
In that price range. Hewlett-Packard, then probably Acer after that. So, 10 years old, you don't want to buy him an expensive laptop. And he should be able to do everything on that to start off with and then see how he goes in a few years' time.
Gee, you must love him, Di, a lot. $600 or $700, for God's sake. All righty, Sue at Craigmore with a question for Richard. Hello, Sue.
Hello, how are you, Pico?
We're both good. I'm good, but Richard's not so well. He's been drinking too much. Yeah.
Been drinking too much, that's right. Yeah, sure. Hi, Richard, how are you?
People are talking about that, Pilko, so yeah.
How are you going, Richard?
I'm good.
Now, you probably realise I'm still having trouble with my doctor getting through on my mobile phone. I'm very frustrated. I've contacted you. We've talked. You know, you've been out to my place a couple of times.
Yeah, what's not coming through?
The doctor's phone calls. It goes. It doesn't even ring. It goes.
You're the one. Now,
yes. I'm the one.
We've tracked you down.
You know me.
I know who you are. There's a lovely couple out there who listen to us every week. You have a message bank problem.
Message bank. I rang Telstra a couple of times this week, and they said, the girl said, I've fixed up a few things, and then now it's still happening.
You've got to do is, because your phone calls instantly go to message bank. Matter what. Yes. So you do
only
have
it. Only that one call, though, Richard. Only that one number.
That one number, yeah. So it is an issue. So on that number, I would remove that number from your phone. So if you've got it there saved as a doctor, delete that number and then add the number back in.
I wondered about that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll try that. And then I bought this new A11 only because I didn't want to go on the deal and I didn't want to have a very expensive phone. And I switched, or things got switched over down at Telstra, but not everything came over. How come that happened?
Yeah, no, it should have all come over.
Right. Sounds like another home visit's on the way, I'd reckon. So, hey, before we go, God love us, she's finished ringing the bells up at the cathedral. Father Jones on the line for you. G'day, Joni.
Ding dong merrily on high.
Yeah.
Hi. Dear Richard, I bought another iPad yesterday, a mini iPad, because mine's dead.
Yep.
It's the second-hand one because I've got my good iPad. I've got 90 days. What is it that I have to look at in that warranty period to make sure it's okay?
How long does the battery last? Is the number one thing. So if you charge it up, you've had iPads before, so you know it's going to last the day. Only last half the day, then you know you've got a bit of a problem. Make sure the camera works. Make sure the microphone works in it. And if that's all good, did it come to you factory reset, Joan?
Yeah.
Yep, factory reset it one more time.
I thought I'd do that, yes.
All right.
And if all that's good, it should be good?
If that passes all those checks, you should be fine, Jane.
Happy. I'm a happy little Benjamin. It's Canada Day today, guys. Oh, Canada.
Alrighty. Any problems, Joni, give me a ring after hours anyway. Now, Richard, people want to get in touch with you. God, do they ever. What's the telephone number and the email address?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au. All my details are there, including my phone number, 0419-829-145.
Okay, as a Port Adelaide supporter guide, you're cock-a-hoop at the moment, aren't you?
Pilko's tremendous. Five in a row this week. I'm looking forward to it.
It's only a matter of time before we see a plane in the back pocket.